Hello there, and thanks for joining me in the podcast tonight. I would like to take this opportunity to remind us we need to vote. We're about 7 days away from the day of voting, and I hope, I trust, that you have put into your calendar that you've scheduled a time during the day when you will vote, or that you'll do it by mail ahead of time. But vote. This is your opportunity to be part of a system that goes right across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast and back and forth, North and South, to influence how we shall live for the next 4, 8, 12, 25 years or whatever it might be. This is an opportunity to bring about your thumbprint into the world of influence, and the world of politics, and the world of government, and the world of socialization, and how we shall live. Now, if you will remember, I did a podcast a couple weeks back, and where are you on the political spectrum? And in that podcast, I advocated for your voting be based on issues, not personalities, and perhaps not even political party. What are the issues that are important to you? What are the issues that you want to see advanced? And what are the issues that you want to see killed, done away with, avoided? So what are the issues? And I listed about 20 of them. And that's important for you to focus on. What issues do you want to advance? What issues do you want to see killed, not advanced at all? And then look at the person and the political party that will implement your wish, your desire, your plan for America as we go forward. So go ahead and make sure you schedule your voting for next Tuesday. Now, beyond that, I'd like to take this podcast and again bring about a topic of the psychology of politics. Now, I don't know where you were in 1978, but I was very much aware of what was going on in the political world, and was aware of the Supreme Court opinion that came down authorizing racial discrimination in college admissions right across the country. And the University of Michigan, University of California were primary universities in that particular lawsuit. And I remember the happiness that many, many, many people expressed that if you were black, you would have privilege in the admission process of going to a university or to any educational institution. And then that permeated the country. That influenced the country to start thinking that way, beyond education. That if you were black, you had privilege. If you were black, you could be chosen. If you were black, you could be chosen over anybody else, no matter what the ethnic background was. And we saw that most recently with President Biden saying that he would not have a vice president unless that person was black and woman. Now, there are many qualified women in our world today. Millions of qualified women in our world today that could serve in the vice president role, whether they're black or not. And unfortunately, he chose a woman who's black, who has been described as the worst vice president in the history of America. Now, here's a teaching point on this. It's just a point of teaching. If you're black and you get into a position of authority or a position of privilege, and you succeed, you do well for the black community. You advance your black community. But if you're chosen because of your black ethnic identity, and you do poorly, you set back the entire population that you represent. You backslide an entire generation of black people who were trying to advance themselves. Just because you were chosen because you were black and you failed in the task, you were not up to the task, and you set back then the black community. Now, we see that over and over and over again. So now we come to a point where the Supreme Court is again revisiting this issue of admissions to college on the basis of race. And the case that is now before the Supreme Court and will probably be ruled on sometime within the next 6 months involves Harvard and the University of North Carolina. And the issue is, can they admit students on the basis of race, one race over any other person? That's going to be the issue to be decided. Now, it was decided in 1978. That's been the rule since 1978, contrary to the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. In case you don't remember what the Constitution Equal Protection Clause is, let me just read it for you. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, that's on the basis of personhood, not racial identity or age or gender or whatever it might be. We're all equal under the eyes of the law as spelled out in the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Now, going further down the line on this, I was very disturbed about a week or so ago when I read an article that described a research study done by an educational foundation. And here's what they did. They submitted to Harvard application for undergraduate admission. They made the application look extremely positive. In other words, the chances of being accepted would be quite high with the way that they described this individual, this assumed individual. But here's what they did. They submitted the application, and when it came to racial identity, they wrote the word black, and 95% chance of acceptance came about as a result of that. In other words, if that student was black, had good credentials, acceptance was almost 100%, just short of 100%. So then they resubmitted the application and changed the identity of the person, the racial identity of the person, to Asian. Same credentials, same impeccable background, educational experience, grades, and so on. And the results came back only 25% probability of acceptance. You see, there was a preference. There was definitely a preference given to the black person. Same credentials, same success levels, same achievement levels. The only difference is that one was black and one was Asian. The black was accepted almost 100%. The Asian was denied almost 100%. Now, that's racial discrimination in action. That's why the Supreme Court is revisiting this issue. It's gone to an extreme. Now, we see this in other areas as well, not just in the educational field, but we see it in politics, as I just mentioned, Biden saying, I'm going to have a vice president, you have to be black and you have to be woman. That's discrimination. So, we have then Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. Lori Lightfoot in Chicago says this, if you're black and you're a journalist, you cannot be denied opportunity for an interview. But if you're not black, you can be denied opportunity for an interview. That's racial discrimination in action. We've seen this over and over and over again in various kind of situations in many, many school districts. The preference for a person of a particular racial identity, generally that of black. Again, I say this, whether it's right or wrong, if you're black and you're given privilege and you're given a special opportunity and you take that opportunity, succeed. Succeed in it. Because if you do, your black community advances with you. Your black community celebrates with you. Your black community enjoys the benefits of your achievement with you. But if you're black and you're given special privilege and you blow it, your black community goes down the drain with you. Your black community backslides with you. Your black community becomes depreciated with you. So there's a great burden great burden upon the black community. That if you succeed, then the black community succeeds. But if you fail, the black community fails. So the burden's on your shoulders. You must succeed. Otherwise, we don't have an appreciation. We will not have an appreciation. We'll have a devalued appreciation for the black community. Only the black community can advance the image of the black community. Only the black community can advance the appreciation of other people for the black community. Nobody can do it for you. Nobody can do it for the black community except the black community. Now that's true for the Mexican community, the Latino community, the Asian community, and on down the line. It doesn't matter. You can only advance the image, the acceptance, the reputation, the level of appreciation for your race. Only you can do it. Nobody can do it for you. So when you step forward, think that you're representing your racial identity and the people of your race across the board. Take it seriously. Succeed and do it well. Now, what the Supreme Court is going to do when they come up to this particular decision as to whether they're going to continue this racial preference or they're going to break it up in some way, keep your eye on it. It probably won't come out until next summer or the spring, but keep your eye on this issue as what the Supreme Court does in this area of racial acceptance and appreciation and privilege. We've got to get beyond this thing. Now, here's one other point, and with this I close. There are many ways to help the black community advance themselves, not by giving them preference to admission to Harvard or any other school for that matter, or giving them opportunity to interview a political figure when white journalists cannot. That's not how to do it. We've got to come up with ways to help the black community and other communities and other people, our persons, advance themselves, qualify themselves for privilege, and qualify themselves for admission to not only schools, but to a wide variety of opportunities that are available in our community. Education needs to be reconsidered. Opportunities for training and advancement and special skill development needs to be advanced so that the black community can advance themselves as any other community can advance themselves. So there you are. Thanks for joining me on this discussion. Keep an eye on this issue. It's an important one. It's a big one. It's going to come forward. And that will probably set the pace for many, many years, just in the same way that the decision in 1978 has influenced the decision in college admissions since that time to this very day now. So thanks for joining me, and bye for now.